I think this is going to be the last year on the halachas of tzedakah. And what I wanted to talk about, also because it's coming up, is Shavuos. So combination of tzedakah and Shavuos. So I wanted to culminate the shiurim on tzedakah with the halachas of giving of being machzik Torah. Specifically, giving tzedakah to support Torah learning. And there's a famous concept which people use, but not necessarily in the technical term. So it's a very, very fascinating sugya, and hopefully we'll be able to cover some of the points of it. And that's the sugya of Yisachar and Zvulun. You know, there's a concept people have probably heard a lot of times. Yisachar Zvulun, Zvulun works, and it supports Yisachar. But when you look into the sources, the concept of the shutfis, the partnership between Yisachar and Zvulun, is a very detailed and technical and maybe even binding relationship that is really has a halacha of a partnership. Okay, so what I wanted to talk about is a little bit how that's structured and the significance of the Yisachar Zvulun partnership, and it's very interesting, and see the different shittas about it. Okay, there's one thing that it says in Shulchan Aruch. The first point to make is, Ramosha Feinstein makes this point, is that this halacha is not brought down. This is a typical type of diuk. If you're learning Gemara, the Rambam usually codifies the halacha that you're learning in the Gemara. You'll look, it says in the corner where you could find this halacha in the Rambam. So a lot of times what someone will say, if someone's giving a shir, like my Rosh Yeshiva would be giving a shir, a lot of times one thing he would say is, where did the Rambam place this halacha? Where did he put it? Did he put it, let's say you're talking about Shabbos, did he put it in the halachas of Shabbos, or did he put it in the halachas relating to Yom Tov? You know, a lot of times the placement of the halacha is significant. So here, the following halacha is not brought down in Hilchos Tzedakah. It's codified in Hilchos Talmud Torah. It's part of the halachas of Talmud Torah. So the Shulchan Aruch, this is the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says the following: Umi she'i efshar loy lilmay. If someone cannot learn, he doesn't know how to learn, or he's busy, he can't learn. The guy doesn't need enough time to learn. Yaspik la'achirim haloimdim. He should support others who are learning. Now says the Rama. The Rama adds on, very interesting. V'techashev loy, and it will be considered ki'ilu loy loymed v'atzmoy. It's like he's learning himself. So the Rama says a very powerful statement that a person supports someone in their learning. It's as if he himself learned. Now, let me just be makdim, by the way. Some of what I'm going to say is based on shiurim I heard from Rosh Yeshiva. He used to give shiurim on Hilchos Talmud Torah, so I had shiurim from him on this. So, one basic question is, for example, does this apply to any other mitzvah? If there's someone that doesn't have a pair of tefillin and I buy them a pair of tefillin, is it ki'ilu I did the mitzvah of tefillin? Chesed. I did tzedakah, chesed. I didn't do tefillin, right? If I help someone build a sukkah or I pay for their sukkah, I did chesed and he did sukkah, right? All of a sudden, when it comes to learning, I pay for someone to learn, it's like I learned. So it's the only mitzvah. It's the only mitzvah that has this unique characteristic that if you give money to be able to enable this mitzvah to take place, it's as if you were making the mitzvah itself. Not just you did chesed and the other guy learned. It's like you learned. It's very unique. So, what's the pshat in that? Why is that so? Why is that? Why is it that way? So, the Maral says, pshat is like this. The Maral in the Gemara in Saita. The Maral says the following. Pshat is like this. Pshat is because all other mitzvahs, the point of the mitzvah is that you're supposed to be listening to Hashem. So he listened to Hashem and you did chesed. The Bai Torah, the point of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is, like there's a song, Yisrael v'araisa v'kud shabarichu chadu. No one knows the song. You're looking at me like I made it up. Yisrael v'araisa v'kud Right. So what does that mean? It means Yisrael, the Jewish people, Ve'eraisa, and Tam and Torah, and the Kutcha Brichu and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one. The point of learning Torah is to become Dovuk in Hashem, is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the Gemara, right? So if the point of it is to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not only about studying the Torah, it's about being involved with Torah. So if a person supporting Torah, he's also involved in Torah in the same way, maybe, as the person who's learning it. So therefore, he's accomplishing the same thing as the person learning it, because he's clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Maharal says. That's why it says in the Pasuk, it says, Uboy Sidbak, who's supposed to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara asks Akasha, Rashi brings it down in Chumash, in Parshas Vayeschanan, Uboy Sidbak, how is it shayach to be dovak in Hashem? V'chi esh oichlohu. It's an esh. How can you cling to an esh? So he says, what you should do is support Tamidei Chachamim, or you should marry off your daughter to a Talmid Chacham, or do business with a Talmid Chacham. That's what it says. As long as you're connected with Tamidei Chachamim, or connected to Torah, you're connected to Torah. And by you being connected to Torah, that's you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Torah is the unique mitzvah when we're not just listening to what Hashem says, but we're actually clinging to Hashem Himself. Alright? So it's like the same way. If let's say a parent tells you to take out the garbage, okay, so you take out the garbage. Let's say the parent, you know, wrote a biography and you read it. So every time you read the biography, you feel like connected with the parent. That could be years after the parent is nifter. You know, you feel like they're right there with you. They wrote this book, or they wrote you a letter. They wrote a diary and you're reading it. So you feel much more connected than if you're just doing what he said to do, lahavdil. So it's the same thing with the Torah. That if Hashem does tells you to do a mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah, and there's a certain kirva that comes to a Kodesh Baruch. Of course, there's a kirva that Hashem brings from doing the mitzvahs. But learning Torah is a whole different level. Learning Torah is to be dovok in Hashem. So any way that you are dovok to Torah, you have the same milah as someone that's learning Torah. So that's the way the Maharal explains this phenomenon. But Akoponim, it's a special halacha in Talmud Torah that does not apply in any other mitzvah. That if you support the learning, it's as if you learned. So that's Aleph. Very big chiddush. Okay? But now what we're going to say is the following. That's stam a halacha. A chiddush. Okay? But now we still have to get involved. Now we have to go further in the Ramah, where the Ramah introduces the concept of Yisachar Zvul. So the Ramah says the following. V'yachol adam lahasnois im chaveroi. A person can make a tanai with his friend. Shehu yasoik batayra. That the friend will... Let's say you have two boys in yeshiva, our friends. One of them is an entrepreneur. He's the guy that... He was giving haircuts when he was already like 12 years old, making the extra $5 on the side. Then he was selling the extra candies that his mother sent in lunch. He was selling on the side. You know what I mean? He was always making the extra buck. And the other guy never went outside during recess. He was sitting and learning all the time. So they get together and say, listen, I see where we're headed over here. Why don't I just go to work? You sit and learn. Also, and we'll make a shutfist that I work for you and you learn for me. So it says there, Amah, v'hu yamtzi loy parnasa, and he's going to support him. They're going to split the schar. They're going to split the schar. And you could do such a thing. Okay?
They're letting us go out to learn.
Right.
And they do whatever.
Oh, 100%. 100%. It says in the... He says that with the wives is the same thing. That the wives let the husbands go learn, and they split the schar, because they take care of the house. Right now, who's cleaning up from supper in your house? So, your daughter, your wife, I don't know who, but... What? It was me? Yeah. Whatever it is, there's other errands to be done that you could be doing right now.
So don't you want to... Isn't
it
understood you're splitting whatever you do?
Well, you're getting a different reward than the other person. I'm not saying which one is better or which one is worse, but the point is, you're getting the reward for chesed, he's getting the reward for tefillin. It's two separate things. A wife is a shutzvist. Okay, so that's a shutzvist. Right. But with Torah, it's a unique thing that they get the schar of it. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says the following amazing thing. The Gemara in Saita says, once we're on that topic, the more insight this says is that the only way to get Tchiyas HaMeisim is a person is Mishtamish B'or Torah. If a person is Oisik B'Torah, then he gets Tchiyas HaMeisim. If a person is not Oisik B'Torah, even if he does mitzvahs, he will not get Tchiyas HaMeisim. So the Gemara says, what about ladies? Because ladies don't have a mitzvah to learn. So how are they going to get Tchias Mason? So the Gemara says, because since they take their children to school and they encourage their husbands to go learn, through that they have a shaykhis to the learning of the husband and the child, and through that they're going to get Tchias Mason. So, and the Gemara says, that's even a higher level than if the woman learns herself. Why? Because if a woman learns herself, it's eino mitzvah v'oisin. It's like doing a mitzvah that you're not commanded to do. And doing a mitzvah which you're not commanded to do is on a lesser madrega than doing a mitzvah that you're commanded to do. So the husband's commanded to do it. So if she learns on her own, so she's just getting a mitzvah as an eino mitzvah v'oisin. But if she lets the husband learn, then she's getting a part of a mitzvah which is mitzvah v'oisin. So it's even stronger. Okay? Now all this is on tape, but this is what it says in the Gemara. You know, I'm not gonna, you know, but that's what the Gemara says. Oh, so now listen to this. So says the Shach. The Shach said is bothered by a very partial akasha. Why should the person who's learning split the schar? What is he getting in return for splitting the schar?
He's being supported.
So the Shach says that's not how it works. The Shach, now Rav Moshe Feinstein says we paskin like this Shach, okay? But my Rashiva said that we don't paskin like this Shach. Not that he can argue, not that he wants to argue in Rav Moshe, but he learned a little differently. So I'll tell you what Rav Moshe Feinstein says first. Rav Moshe Feinstein says we paskin like the Shach. What does the Shach says? Listen to these words of the Shach. Kloimar, this means to say, to be on the Madrega of Yisachar Zvulun, you have to do the following. Now, I don't know of anybody in the whole world that does this. Okay, but this is what the Shach says you have to do. Says the Shach, Kloimar Schar, V'yachlik HaSchar, you split the Schar. The Schar is a little bit of a play on words, because Schar can mean two things. Schar means reward, but also if you work and someone pays you, it's also called Schar. It's called like a rental. Okay, so says the Shach, what you split is claim our schar Torah v'schar mashe yarviach ze yia ben shneim yachad. The Shach says it has nothing to do with supporting the Talmud Chacham. It's not you giving him enough money to support himself. The pshat is that you split 50-50 all your earnings. Meaning, there's a shutzis going on here. Just like if you have a business, okay? One person sells paper plates, and one person's in charge of the plates of the business. Let's say you have a paper goods business. So one guy is in charge of the plates, one guy's in charge of the bowls. So he sells all the plates, he sells all the bowls, and then you put in all the profits and you split it. So the Shach says, you know how Yisachar Zvulun works? You got together, both of you. So you have a shutvis here that he does the learning for the shutvis and he does the business for the shutvis, and then you split all the profits. So you split the reward for the Talmud Torah and you split all the income, all the earnings that came from the business. Not that you support the Talmud, don't do supporting him, even if he doesn't need this much money or he needs more than that. It's irrelevant.
But it's not that he's puzzled from learning Torah at all. It's just that he's not spending his whole
right. But the Torah that he's going to learn, which is whatever level it is not on the same level as this guy. I walked in one time to Reb Chaim Kanievsky, and a guy walked in and he cut the line. So everyone looked at him and he said, so the people said, oh, this is Reb Chaim's Zvul. So another guy, like a Gvir from America, said, where can I get such a Yisachar? Right? But the point is that the way that the shutvis, according to the Shach, is, and Rav Moshe takes this very seriously, the way the shutvis works is not that you support him and he learns for you. You're making a shutvis together. That means you put in everything into the pot, all the Torah and all the momin and all the income goes into the pot, and then you split the dividends. So it means he gets half of the learning, he gets half of the schar, the Zvulun gets half of the schar, but Yisachar gets half of the income.
I never understood that they got half.
I know, I understand why you don't understand that, because it's a huge chiddush. But I'm saying this is where the Shach says, this is where the Rav Moshe explains Yisachar Zvulun. Okay? It's a very big chiddush. But this is Mefurish HaShach, basically. The Shach says it's black and white. Rav Moshe says a lot of nafkaminas because of this. Rav Moshe says, for example, and my Rashiva said also, said according to this understanding, it's going to come out that the Zvulun gets the schar even if that year he doesn't make any money.
That's fair, because
we're going 50-50. If you don't make any money this year, then you're still getting my schar.
And if you get a bumper crop the next year?
You've got to give me everything. Yeah. You got to give me half. And if the other guy...
That's
a partnership. It's a real shutvis. Meaning to say, you set up with someone, listen, I don't know how to learn, but I'm good in business, but I need the schar of the Torah, so let's go into a shutvis together. We'll split everything. Also, it comes out is that the Zvulun the Yisachar loses half of his schar.
That's what I'm saying.
But he has twice as much time.
This is not the Pashat understanding of Yisachar's Zvulun. The Pashat understanding of Yisachar's Zvulun is more like you just like you're supporting Torah. But this is much more of a formal relationship. This is what the Shulchan Aruch is saying.
Because you're both getting 100%.
That could be the way that we're going to... I didn't get to that. I'm just saying that we're emotional.
I think the rabbi's going to say what he's saying.
Because I'm only getting 50% of it.
I'm sorry we started late. We have to work out the Maariv schedule better. Have a good yontif. No. I'll fill you in. I'll give you a call. I'll fill you in.
It makes sense because now you have twice as much time to learn.
Right,
so you're
exactly.
Keeping up and you're training
now. Right, exactly.
Is it really that you get...
I'm just telling you, this is what your Moshe says. You're getting the schar.
Really getting it, or is it like Shliach Shalom Kimoisa?
No. It's not kid. That's what Rosh Yeshiva always said. It's not ke'ilu.
If you want speaking engagements, you say split the money 50-50, but you each get 100% of the total.
Yeah. That's how you end it up. So
turn 100 into 150.
Right, that's not bad.
So in other words, if a guy wants to do Yisachar's Zvulun with three people, so he's like a ganav, like type of thing?
Yeah, you can't do that. No, I guess you could do it with three different businesses. You're saying I can make you a shutif in this business.
And so a guy makes a shutif with two people. So he's learning and he's not getting anything. Like
what?
He gets nothing.
Who?
This guy's sitting and learning.
Yeah.
He's getting he's going to one guy.
Right.
He says I want half the learning, and then he's not doing so well. So he goes to another guy and he says give me half.
That's good, but he's
traded away. He's not getting anything.
All this Torah, he's getting half of each of their.
Okay, but. Listen to this. I asked someone because I asked someone, a big Talmud Chacham in Lakewood, who's in his 60s, still learning all day, so I asked him this question. I said, let's say someone comes to you, and let's say I'm a Rosh Koel. Someone comes to me and says, I want to do Yisachar's Zvulun with that guy. I like him, he's learning well. I want to do Yisachar's Zvulun with that guy. So, is that a problem? Because he's going to lose his schar. Do I have to tell him that before he signs this document, he's going to lose his schar? So he said, and if he loses his schar, therefore what? What's wrong with losing your schar? Fakir, that's the best opportunity to learn lishma.
That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Give it all.
And it says over here, the Chazon Ish writes the following. This is in Chelek Aleph of the letters of the Chazon Ish. Chelek Aleph, letter number 49. So the Chazon Ish says the following. It says, Ve'ein roi linuk tzars ayin shelo lehanois mizvulun. A Yisachar is not supposed to not want to get from Zvulun because he's giving up schar. Okay, we're not learning for schar. You're learning to do the Ratzon Hashem, to be Dovak and Hashem. You can get schar no mahab is irrelevant. Okay, I'll tell you kavodim amasham shem nesarav al manas kala price. You're not supposed to learn al manas to get schar. You're supposed to learn because you're supposed to want to understand the Torah of Hashem. It doesn't matter if you get schar. That was the story with the Vilna Goin, which we will get to also. But the Vilna Goin, someone came to Vilna Goin and he wanted an esrog. The Vilna Goin wanted an esrog, and he said to the Vilna Goin, and he said, I'll give you the guy said to the Vilna Goin, I'll give you the esrog. And Manasseh said, I get all the schar for the mitzvah of the esrog. And the Vilna Goin was so happy, he said, finally I can do a mitzvah 100% lishma. Because it's not about the schar. The schar is a reward, but it's about doing the Ratzon Hashem. But Akafarim, this is a very, very formal relationship. Your Moshe says maybe you need a kinyan, maybe, there's a very formal relationship and understanding Yisachar's Zvulun, but you understand that because it's a real partnership. Right? But Ramosha takes this very seriously. There's a lot of nafkaminas from this. Oh, you know what he says? Ramosha says, that's what we started with. Says Ramosha, that's why this is not in Hilchos Tzedakah. This is in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Because this has nothing to do with Tzedakah. This is a way to learn Torah. This is a way to be Shaykh to Talmud Torah. And Ramosha also says the following. He says that there's a lot of differences. In Hilchos Tzedakah, there's halacha. You're not supposed to give all your Tzedakah to one ani. But here it's not like that. You could support, give everything to one Talmud Chacham. Okay? Because the way this works has nothing to do, it's a partnership. I saw a Shaila, it could be you can't use this for Meiser even. because he's a partner with you. According to the Shach, probably you can't take off Maisa from this because it has nothing to do with tzedakah.
Right.
And he says, and even if the haraya, because even if the Talmud Chacham is going to get rich from this, he only needs $50,000 a year to live. Now you made a big this year, you made $500,000, so and you're giving him $250,000. He doesn't need all that to live, so it's not tzedakah.
Right.
Okay, now I think this is what Mr. Shah said. No one ever heard of this before. That this is such a, you know, like, we've heard the term Yisachar Zvulun, but we never took it this far, that it should mean this much, right? That you're supporting him and it's 50-50.
They don't say that in fundraising speeches.
So this was the real Yisachar Zvulun relationship.
Right.
Today, it doesn't apply so much. We've just kind of taken that
concept. Oh, so it could be that what we say is just a concept, a term, but it's not really formally Yisachar Zvulun. Okay, but... you know, for now, let's just say it like this. This is the Yisachar Zvulun, and it, when you do Yisachar Zvulun, maybe only if you do it this way is it Ilom and Lomid Ba'atzma. Because according to this, it makes a lot of sense. You split the Schar. Okay? But let's see. What else is there? If without doing Yisachar Zvulun, how else would you structure the relationship? So what you could say is that... And this is the way that my Rosh Yeshiva learned the Ramah. He said the Ramah doesn't mean necessarily, and the Vilna Gaon is mashmal like this, he doesn't necessarily mean like the Shach and Ramosha Feinstein. He means that you're coming into a former partnership, but not necessarily that you're giving 50%. Let's put it this way. You're not making him a partner in your business. He's making you a partner in his learning. You understand? It's a one-way partnership. You, by supporting him, are buying into his learning, but you're not necessarily bringing him to be a shutif in your business. So that could also be called Yisachar Zvulun. Is that called Yisachar Zvulun? Do you have the milo of Ki'ilu Loimed? If you're not, you understand what I'm saying? Meaning, you're the one doing business, right? And he's the one learning. So, according to the Shach, what we're saying is that we're both shutfim with each other.
Right? He's never really a shutif in my business.
He is. He's getting 50% of your business. Even if you make $500,000, you're giving him $250,000.
Is he really a shutif?
What do you mean? If you make him one, then he is.
Rabbi,
if you saw his Zvulun, we're like that.
What else?
If the guy's getting sued, he's going to be on the lawsuit. He's not really a shutif. He's getting
sharing the profits.
It's a real partnership. I'm not saying that anyone does this today, but this
if
is
I have a loss, am I going to him
yes.
for money? I have a loss in my business. My business, everything, let's say, fell apart. I lost money. Do I go to him?
I don't know if he's a shutif in that sense that he's not liable for it. He's
a
shutif.
Is he a real
shutif? He's a silent partner.
Then what happens when he goes to sell his business? Does he have to give half of the value of the business?
Maybe he's only a partner in the income. I don't know how it works exactly, but the point is that it's a shutif. It's a partnership. Zvulun did not end up with a penny more than Yisachar. That's according to this pshat, that's the fact.
Because back in the day, things were a lot simpler than
okay, you're making it complicated.
It was very simple.
Okay, so good.
Now, what I'm saying, spices and he went home, and that was
good,
it.
Good, good. But I'm just saying that if you want to maybe get to the Darga of Yisachar Zvulun, maybe that's what you have to do. You have to make the guy a partner. So the Chazon Ish is mashma a little differently than this Ramosha. Okay, and when I heard the Shiurim, my Yeshiva wanted to be medayik that the Ramah also holds like the Chazon Ish. That the Chazon Ish holds that it's a partnership only one way. That the Talmid Chacham is not becoming a partner in the business. But the Zvulun, the Bala Parnasa, is becoming a partner in his Torah. You can buy into his Torah. So that means to say like this, you don't have to give him half your business. If he only needs $50,000 to live, so you could say, listen, I'm going to give you $50,000. I'm going to support
you. That's not like the Shach, then. That's very...
Exactly, that's not like the Shach. That's only a one-way partnership, but I think that's more karov to what we're used to. That if you support the Talmid Chacham entirely, so now he's able to learn because of you. Now you're not able to work because of him. My business is my business. I'm taking part of my business. I'm supporting this guy learning. When this guy learns, now I'm a partner in that learning. So now we split the learning.
But you're getting 50% of his schar.
And you get 50% of his schar because you bought into his business. Right? Why not? Why can't you do it that way?
Oh, it's not getting 50% of what you get.
No, but you're supporting him to be able to learn. What's the difference?
So basically, let's say
you have 10 businesses. No, it's a partnership. It is. It's one way, not the other way.
But I'm talking about it in terms of the dividend that.
No, but it's partnership. Let's say I have a small business. You have a big business, okay?
Like a stock.
I can't afford to buy into your business, but you want to become a partner in my business. So I'm not going to, just because you gave me $50,000 to buy into my little mom and pop store, doesn't mean that now I'm going to get $500,000 of your profits in your business. You can buy into my business, doesn't mean I'm buying into your business. We're still partners in my business, right?
Yeah, okay, fine.
So that's the same thing.
You get a much better deal like that. Because you can go to 20 different people and give them each $25,000.
Right, exactly.
And you have a bigger bank account.
Right, right.
Spiritual bank.
Now, exactly. So according to this Mahalach, this is the Chazon Ish's Mahalach, that this is what Yisachar Zvulun means. Yisachar Zvulun does not mean that the Yisachar is becoming a Shutuf with Zvulun. It means that Zvulun is becoming a Shutuf with Yisachar. Is this clear?
Yeah.
You hear the difference between their Maisha and their Chazon Ish?
The
Chilik is astronomical. For example, according to the Chazon Ish, it makes a lot more sense to say that maybe you could use it for Meiser, perhaps, maybe. According to the Chazon Ish, if you don't make any money that year, you don't get any schar. You're schar only because, again, he's not a partner in your business. You're only a partner in his if you buy into him and you support him. If you didn't make money that year, then you're not getting any of his schar. Right? According to the Chazon Ish, you know, it's much more. Oh, according to Chazon Ish also, you have to give him enough to support himself, to support him, if you want to get 50% of his schar. Because you know, for him to learn.
So that could work against you. Let's say you don't make a lot of money.
All right.
You still need to
exactly. You can make $1 million. It could work for you or against you. It's a different type of partnership. In the first partnership, in the first scenario, if you made $1 million, you have to give him 500 grand. According to in the second scenario, even if you made 100 grand, 60 grand, you have to give him 50 because you want to support him. Right?
So what is the call of Boski? You have to right?
What are you, Boskin? We're still looking for our first zvulun.
They both make sense.
Yeah, now, according to the Chazon Ish, this is a very interesting. This is real stuff over here. There's no jokes. This is real things. This is a whole sugya. Look, the B'ar HaGra brings 17 different midrashim and gemaras about how this works. There's no jokes here. This is the halacha and Shulchan Aruch I'm reading.
The Chazon Ish is asking that we.
I'm telling you, there are Moshe asking. What?
Chazon Ish saying that.
That's a shaila already. According to the Chazon Ish, it's a shaila. If you want to, how do you want to do it? Also, according to the Chazon Ish, it could be also that the Sachar splits the Schar. It could be he's only getting 50% of the Schar. But the point is that you are buying into it by supporting him in his learning. There's another very interesting difference. According to Ramosha, when do you have to make the agreement with the guy? Now, clearly, you have to make the agreement before he learned. You can't buy his learning after he learned. Okay, but do you have to make the agreement before you made the money? Let's say a guy makes a huge deal, and now he wants to become a Yisachar Zvulun. So, according to Ramosha, it's too late.
So you have to buy unlearned material?
You have to buy I'll explain that why. But you have to support learning. You can't buy Torah, but you could support learning. Mm-hmm. Okay? So that's what the Ramah says at the end of the halacha.
That's okay, but it's not practical.
It's very practical. At the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, you come and say, I want to be a shutif with you and you're...
That doesn't have money.
What do you mean that doesn't have money?
That doesn't have money. He has to have something in order to do that. He can't promise a guy money.
How's he going to do it? Because you're making a shutif in your business. According to Ramah, you're making a guy a shutif in your business. Zvulun had no idea what he was going to make when he got on the boat to go sell his goods. But whatever it is, I'm splitting with you. So according to Moshe, if you made him...
Right.
Let's say a guy happens to land on a major gold mine and he made $10 million. He can go now. He can go to any Yisachar and he can say, "Listen, I want to learn. I want to give you 50 grand to support you." And he can go around because you don't have to make the guy a partner in your business. You just have to support him. According to Ramosha, you would have to make the Tanai before you started the business if you want to really be Yisachar Zvulun. You understand? Right? What?
No, I didn't understand that part.
Because according to Ramesha, you're bringing him to be a partner in your business
money,
also.
Basically. It has to be new money. It has to be a new business.
So you could support people with this money, but it's not Yisrach HaZvulun. Yisrach HaZvulun means that you brought him in to be a partner in your business. You already made the money. So business is done.
No. Maybe you're making the money on a go-forward basis.
Okay, fine. From go-forward. But you can't just use... If you had a one-time Yerusha... Oh, whatever, not Yerusha. I'm saying one time, you sold something, you made money, that's it. So if he was a partner with you, then it would work. But otherwise, it's not going to be Yisrach HaZvulun. You could support him, but it's not Yisrach HaZvulun, according to the Ramosha. According to Chazon Ish, it would be. Now, according to my Rashiva, Rashiva said that the Ramah is like the Chazon Ish. He wanted to learn the Ramah like the Chazon Ish. And the Vilna Goyen is like the Chazon Ish. And therefore, he wanted to say we pass him like the Chazon Ish over Ramosha. So you could have all those kulas, and I think that's much more common, basically. Now there's one other very important knesh over here. Maybe a difference also. Let's say you give someone, but it doesn't support him at all. It's enough, it's 20% of what he needs. So is that Yisrach HaZvulun? Does that have the darga of Yisrach HaZvulun relationship? Or does Yisrach HaZvulun have to be that you're supporting him entirely?
Or can you take a percentage?
So according to Ramesha, right.
He needs 100 grand, so you take 20% for 20% of the learning.
Okay, right. So the Chazon Ish says very clearly, I asked Rabbi Yochum Olshan. Rabbi Yochum Olshan is a Rashiv in Lakewood. So when he was here in Florida in the winter. So I asked him this question. I asked him, can you make a partial Yisrach HaZvulun relationship? If someone wants to give you X amount per month, which equals a certain percentage of one of the Yungalad and the Kolel salary, so can I create that as a Yisrach HaZvulun relationship to a lesser of a degree, to a certain percentage? And he said, yeah, he could get 10% according to the 10%. That, you know,
according to
the Chazon Ish, you could do that.
So you see, that's a good campaign. Put out, this is what the salary is. We're selling off every year in the beginning.
It is.
Start selling the salaries.
It is. There's a little bit of a, yeah, some places
but
do
now
that.
They're giving it up before they're getting the salaries.
Who's giving it up? The guys in the call. Yeah, but that's what the Chazon Ish says, that you're not supposed to be, if you're not willing to give it up, that means you're in it for the sky. It's not good. You know, so that's not good. But the only thing is, it gets a little tricky, because what you don't want is that a guy coming in, if a guy gives money to the call and everyone's learning, it's great. But if a guy is like specifically targeting that guy, I don't know if people feel so comfortable, you know, being stalked. I'm supporting you. Get back in there. You know, so it gets a little bit tricky. People do it with people from Eretz Yisrael, and that's like, you know.
Do you get a refund if you realize
you get a refund
learning this week?
I have to do the learning. I took off, finished hard, and I wrote. Then I have to do, let's say, 4 hours, 6 hours, and if you tell the guy, you know, take cigarette breaks or whatever, it's not responsible.
Right. Right. Exactly. Okay.
I said if it's normal,
yeah. And he has to ask for permission.
It should be like that anyway, but
that he's gonna increase just
right.
Whatever.
Right.
But I still don't understand something. If you make the deal, let's say you're supposed to do it because you want to be like all the sheep, because you got to do it in advance.
Yeah, if you want to be right,
you do it in advance. So yeah, but I just want to understand this thing in advance. How can you make this deal?
Because right now, at the beginning of the year, you go to a guy and say, "Listen, I'm gonna be your, I'm gonna be
saying
with you."
The guy needs, let's say, $50,000.
But according to Ramesh, it has nothing to do with what he needs. It has to do with the fact that you are becoming a.
He can't cover anything. You make a deal with a guy. 50-50.
Yeah, well, and then you flop like, and you make no money this year,
you
still get
50%
of the
off this thing,
right, that's right.
No matter what.
Yeah.
But according to the other sheet,
according to Chazon Ish, not. Right.
So you didn't get anything.
Right, exactly.
You bought zero.
Well, you didn't buy it yet until you...
you didn't get it.
Right, well, you didn't make money,
so you
can't support
him enough to cover, do we adjust it accordingly? Let's say the guy needs 50,000.
Yeah, according to the Chazon Ish, I guess it's whatever you ended up supporting.
Oh, so it's almost like that. So even though you made a 50-50 deal with him, and he needs $50,000 to live, and you only came up with $12,000, so now you got...
I guess so. You fell through, I guess, you know. Yeah,
you didn't fall through completely, you still get that percentage.
I guess you get the percentage, yeah. Yeah, if that's 25%. The chiddush of this whole thing is that it's a real partnership. It's a real business transaction, and I have over here a copy of the Chazon Ish. He wrote a document, a shtar, with the nusach of what you're supposed to sign. right. Yeah, exactly. So the Chazon Ish says the following. I'm going to read you what he says. He says like this. He says, Heskem, this is an agreement. Hanase ben harav reb ployni, a certain rabbi, rav, ubein ployni ben ployni, who's a balabais, yitain bli neder, dot, dot, dot. B'chol chaydish, he'll give that amount of money every month. B'meshach shana, for a whole year. Miyoyim delamata, from the date below. Leman yuchal lasik b'tayro, so that the other person can learn. V'chol limudoy be'ezras t'michosay, all the learning that comes as a result of this support. Scharay, the reward is chaylek k'chaylek haloymed v'hamachzik. Chaylek k'chaylek haloymed v'hamachzik. The learner, the person that learns, and the supporter get the same amount of schar. Ubaifin amavur barama yeradeya simin reish menvav sefalfas, which I'm reading you. Baga ubanu ala chasayim, and we're going to sign it according to the following edim, and this is his shtar. So he makes a very serious shtar, very formal shtar. And again, this is like the way the Chazon Ish says. It means it has nothing to do with how much money I'm making. It has to do with how much I'm supporting. Okay. Now, this is all if you're doing a real formal Yisachar's ruling. Okay. This is if you're doing a formal Yisachar's ruling. Like you said, you know, we actually came up with a shtar lately. We came up with a nusach, a shtar lately, very similar to this. But the point is that there is another level of supporting. There's another two levels of supporting Torah that maybe are not exactly Yisachar Zvulun, but they also are maybe even on the level of Ki'ilu Lomad. That you get a schar like you learned. Oh, by the way, let me just say one thing. Is that it's not just that you get schar as if you learned. Reb Chaim Volozhiner says a murid de kashtikl. He says, let's say you support learning. Okay? Then you go in one day to the kollel, and someone's giving a shir. You're not going to understand the word of the guy's shir just because you supported the learning. It's very nice, but you're not becoming a bigger Talmud Chacham, right? But the Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes that if you do this type of thing, if you support learning, then when you get to the Yeshiva Shel Maila, you're going to understand the shir as much as kefiwa you supported also. You're going to understand Hashem's shir, even if you are according to what you didn't understand. Even according to what you're becoming a real shutek with the Torah. Right. So Ad Kedei Kach, there's a famous story. Ad Kedei Kach, you want to hear what Rabbi Aaron, well, smart. this is
That's an expert.
Rabbi Aaron Cutler, he said the following. Someone came to Rabbi Aaron Cutler.
Just a question, did he say not to use the filter?
Rabbi Aaron Cutler, someone came to Rabbi Aaron Cutler and he says, I have a great idea. He says, why should I bother with this whole learning thing? I may as well work. If I learn, I get Olam Haba. Right? But if I work, then I have a lot of money, geschmack, I can get Olam Hazet, and Olam Haba. So it's much better off. So if I can get Olam Haba with his learning, so he said. So he looked at him like he was crazy, and he said, yeah, you're right. He said, you think I learned from Olam Haba? I learned from Olam Hazet. You know,
he says work, you're making money,
right? Right. But that was Reb Aaron's famous line. He says, "Vos vet zayn mit olam hazeh." But I'll come upon him. There's another two dargas of supporting Torah that may not be included in Yisachar Zvulun, but are still have a darga of much more than regular tzedakah. They have a darga of supporting Torah. And that is that Ramosha writes, according to Ramosha, nowadays nobody's doing Yisachar Zvulun. I mean, where do you have someone that's giving 50% of their business to someone learning? It basically doesn't exist. I don't think that there's such a thing.
Father-in-law.
Or yeah. So I know there is someone I know of a family. I know of a family in Argentina that they have a big, huge business, and like the first generation, they have four sons, and the next generation, some of the kids are in the business, and some of the kids are learning, and none of the kids that are in the business get a salary. No one gets a salary, and everybody gets equal in share. Whether you're learning or you're working in the business, you get equal. But there, I know the family. But anyway, so Ramosha says the following. Ramosha says that if someone would not be able to learn, okay, for example, there could not be a kollel over here if not for everybody's support of the place, okay? So it means everybody's participation is causing there to be extra learning here. So by you causing the learning, he says it's equivalent to as if you would be teaching someone. Let's say you're teaching someone. Why is it so important? Part of the mitzvah of Torah is lilmoid ulalamed. Right? We say in davening, lilmoid ulalamed, to learn and to teach. The Rambam says that teaching is part and parcel of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why is teaching part of the mitzvah? Because again, it's a ribuy of Torah. You're bringing more Torah into the world. By learning, you're bringing more, and by teaching, you're bringing more. So Rav Moshe says, by supporting Torah, you're also bringing more Torah into the world. So you also, maybe it's not like Yisachar Zvulun, that your mom is splitting 50-50, but you are getting schar of Talmud Torah. You're not just doing chesed, like by tefillin. You're getting schar that you're being marbet Torah in the world. Just like, maybe not just like, but very similar to the person who's learning. So even if you don't do Yisachar Zvulun,
you know you're going to be picked to speak at a lot of yeshivas.
Even if you don't do Yisachar Zvulun, but you're still getting schar because you're being, like Ramesh's lashon is, Mishum she'ika mitzvah gam ligroim limura Torah. To cause Torah is also a mitzvah ba'olam. Af she'acherim you alayim din. Even if you're not the one that's learning, but you're supporting it, but you're being goyim the Torah to be learned, that's also a darga of tzedakah, which is above regular tzedakah, which falls into the category of being taymech Torah, of supporting Torah. So even if you're not doing a regular yisachar zvulun, but you're supporting Torah and you're causing new Torah to be learned in the world, you're also getting schar for that. Okay? Now, it's like this. For example, let's say, what's the idea of learning Mishnayos le'ilui nishmas somebody? The idea is that it's as if that the person after he's dead is teaching people Torah. Why? Because people are only learning those Mishnayos because he died, right? So he's, in his death, he's being goreim, he's causing more Torah to be learned. What? What, this what I'm saying now?
Right.
So you're constantly growing. But that's what this concept, that by causing Torah to be learned, you get a schar in the learning itself. No, because what Kabbalah says is that Hashem is constantly being don people even after Misa. Because anything that you were goyim or any hashpah that you had, the person is shtaging, because of that, you get schar even after
Negative aspect as well.
Right, and negative as well. Right. But by Talmud Torah, you get the schar of the learning itself. And that's the idea. That's why if someone's learning anyway, it's not clear it counts that you could use that to sign up for Mishnayos. Because you're doing it anyway. It's not so much, you don't have so much at this point. Okay? According to this, it's only if you're causing the learning to happen. So let's say you're learning Mishnayos anyway, but you say, well, I'm learning for this mace. According to this, you won't be able to do that. Because it's only because he's causing new learning to happen. Okay? That's why
why people who learn a whole day shouldn't necessarily take Mishnayos. Everyone thinks, oh, the Kolos should take Mishnayos. Fakir, they're the only ones that shouldn't take Mishnayos. Because they're learning anyway. It's the people that could hop around an extra Mishnah here and there and learn to cover the mace. That's much more. Right? Now, there's one other thing, which is there's one last darga in learning, okay? Because according to what we're saying now, we spoke at that there's three levels, okay? There's three levels. There's the level of Ramayisha, where Imam is Shashutif both ways. There's the level of Rav Chazonish and the Vilna Gaon, which is that you're not a Shutif both ways, but you're a Shutif by supporting his learning. You're a Shutif in the learning. Then there's this last darga of Ramayisha. He says that the Shulchan Aruch holds like this. Not the Ramah, but the Shulchan Aruch holds like this. That you could be Toimech Torah and be Goyrim, more learning to happen, okay? But let's say you're not causing more learning to happen. Okay? I'll give you an example. Let's say you call up the Kollel and you want to dedicate a day of learning. Now, even if you would not dedicate that day, we would still learn. So is there any point in doing that? I mean, it's a good way to make money. But from the perspective, and even if you're not supporting, it's causing more learning, but giving tzedakah, le'ilui nishmas.
But in the grand, why aren't you?
Oh, so first of all,
level you are supporting.
So first of all, you're supporting the Torah on a whole level.
But yes, you're still supporting, and they still need the funds. Right. If no one else,
if no one would do it, then there would be no Torah. So you are supporting it on a whole.
You're showing total support. You really don't need the
right. And it's a schus and stam. Every tzedakah that you give is anything that you any tzedakah that you give to the to anything is ilu nishmas the mace. So you give tzedakah for the mace, and you're supporting Torah in the grand scheme of things. But I want to know, plugging it into this day, I feel guilty. Am I selling something that is just like a way for us to get money, or is there something to it? I want to know for myself. I'm advertising that you could dedicate a day of learning. What does that mean? I mean, it's a nice way to get your name on a plaque and for us to get some money. But is there actually anything to it? Okay, because according to what we're saying, you're right, you're being Goyim Torah, but is there any difference between dedicating a day for $500, I think that's what it costs, or just giving $500 stuff? Is there a difference? Okay?
Yeah, I think so.
I would think, it sounds like there should be, but how do you pinpoint that?
And is there more?
What?
You dedicate the day. Is there more?
You would think that there's more. The way it makes an impression is that day is all going for you.
Anyways, that's just an impetus for his giving.
Right.
So of course, it ties itself into it because he's giving the 500. He might be doing it in English, but it ties itself into the fact that it's up for the villain.
Well, I don't know about less. It's not going to be less.
Is there a difference? I don't understand what we're talking about. For the person?
Is there?
Necessarily good.
No, I know that's from the perspective of the Kollel. It's a good way to get people to meet. So it's a good way to get stuck. But is he getting the schar of the learning of that day? That's all I want to know.
His name up in life.
Because they would learn anyway. That's
because they're learning anyway.
The schar of learning for that day.
Yeah.
That's not what he really thinks about that.
I think they do. There's a yard site today. Okay, fine. Is he getting a partial?
Which is saying according to that schar, he is.
No, but maybe that partnership only works. Maybe the partnership only works. Till now we're saying the partnership works because he wouldn't be learning if not for that money. Now you're right. In the grand scheme of things,
if he came to the Kollel with a piece of paper with a shtar that he wants half the learning for the day, I don't know if everybody would be ready to sign that.
I don't know if we're ready dedicating
because it's not.
You're dedicating the schus of the learning of that day. No, but you're dedicating the schus of the learning that day for this nifter. So I wonder, is there any source for that? You're not good. I understand it's a major Indian to be part of the tzedakah. Maybe it's less because
his name is up there. He's getting a lot of pleasure from seeing it up.
Okay, maybe, but you're right.
I think you have to look at it in the grand scheme, because if you said that, made that argument every single time that you're not getting the schus for that specific day, then nobody would donate because you're saying I'm not getting the schus for that day, and then you would never be.
I understand. You don't understand the question. Do you understand the question?
I understand the question.
I understand the question.
Who's benefiting?
I want to know if the mace is getting a specific scar from the learning that's going on that day.
The learning would have already been happening.
Why wouldn't he be getting it?
Because he's learning anyways.
Yeah. So he's not being good or more learning.
You would be learning anyways because it's all
tied into it. There's a budget.
Okay, so that's true. So that's okay, so good. So then there's no difference between writing your name on the plaque that day or just giving $500.
So writing the name on the plaque is that a colonel is going to look at your cup, Boyce Benyanko, is going to say, you know what?
I'm dedicating it for that.
He's himself having a party. So that's an added bonus.
It's an added bonus, but I want to tell you a Mario Dickus story, okay? Listen to this, Maisa. This is a source for this whole concept of dedicating a day of learning. It's Mamash a Mario Dickus source. Zok to Chaim Volozhiner, okay? Chaim Volozhiner says the following. There was a Maisa with the Taz. You know who the Taz is? You know the Taz? The Taz wrote a commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. One of the primary commentators of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay, he probably lived in like the middle 1600s. The Taz, you know, the Gadol. A lady came to him and she cried to him and she said, "My son is about to die. My son is about to die." So he responded, "Vayoymer lo, hatachas Elokim ani. Am I Hashem?" Just like when Yaakov Avinu responded to Rachel and said, Rachel says, "I don't have children." So Yaakov said, "What do you want from me? I'm not God." She said, "What do you want from me? I'm not Hashem." So she says, "No. Vatoymer El Hatoyra Sheba Adoini Ani Tzayekes. I don't want you. I know you're not Hashem, but you learn. And I want to have a schus of your learning to help my son." Smart lady. So he says, "Ah, okay." Kikutsha Brichu Be'eraisa Chadu. So she says, like we said before, "I want to be Dovuk. You are Dovuk to Hashem because of your Torah. Right? So therefore, you have a schar through your Torah. I want to be Shaykh to your Torah. How can I be Shaykh to your Torah?" So he said, "In that case, I'll do the following for you. I'm in the middle of a shir. Meaning I'm giving the shir anyway. Okay, I'm giving the shir anyway. However, the shir that I'm giving anyway, I want to dedicate to the child, to the schos of the child."
Yeah, you do that today.
Good.
So it sounds like
you found this one. Maybe in the schus of this year, the child will live. And at that moment, the child became well. Better. It's a documented story by Reb Chaim Volozhiner. It's a documented story from the past. So here, okay, good. Yeah. You know, it's easy to say that after I ask the question. It takes me 10 minutes to explain the question. I find the source. Oh, yeah, here you have it. Yeah, exactly. That's the point. This, here you have a source. Reb Chaim Volozhiner is talking about first a source that even if learning is going on already, but being part and being dedicating the day of learning or the learning that's going on to a specific thing can make a person get a schus in that. Because you're being dovuk to the Torah that's being learned then. You specifically have a dveikus in that Torah. So
it makes sense because if a person's doing, they're typing a letter to get something, they're getting paid to get the bylaws to the shul. But if they figure they're typing anyway, I'm doing it also to, you know, it raises it to a higher level. Everything I'm doing, even though I'm getting paid, I want to do it because
So yeah. dedicating a shir or dedicating a seder of learning, Lumais, according to this of Chaim Volozhiner, even if it's not the three dargos that we spoke out till now, but it's a fourth level, and the chara, that level is a level of that it can give you a schus to be dovuk in the Torah. So before the days, before the days upcoming, the days of Shavuos, the days of Matan Torah. So it's good to keep in mind the schus of the Torah, which you see is such an unbelievable thing, that the Torah itself is the way that you could be dovuk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.